this on his tombstone. That's all, folks. Now, not that you're going to kick off in the next day or two, but what do you want to...
What can I introduce the next? Can I introduce the next record?
Absolutely.
Okay. We opened the Bryant Center on the east side of Oklahoma City. Yeah. And this lady was there.
Get it.
She's still one of my favorites.
Get it. Come on.
Tell she's Mama Etta. Tell her.
Get it, baby. Do it now.
Woo. You thought you hadn't found a good girl.
Yeah.
Fan Jam Rewind continues in a moment.
Below prices, follow me to follow.
Truck buyers from Bangladesh to Tahiti to right here in Oklahoma, listen up. Fowler Toyota is overstocked with the new Tundra Double Cab. Have you seen this thing? It's larger than the F-150, and it's a Toyota, so it gets better gas mileage. Fowler Toyota, for a limited time, will discount them $4,000. That's right. Take $4,000 off the new Tundra Double Cab. Oh, I love making people happy. Come on.
Follow me to Toyota.
Not one, not two, not three, but $4,000 off the MSRP on the new Tundra Double Cab. That's right, $4,000 off the new Tundra Double Cab. All we ask is just to come by and test drive this thing. You will be sold on it. Fowler Toyota, right here on the Mile of Cars in Norman, or you can always shop us online at fowlertoyota.com.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Oklahoma National Guard. Aired by the Oklahoma Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When it comes to GM-certified pre-owned vehicles, you can get the trade of the decade at Oklahoma City's number one GM-certified dealer, Mark Heights Chevrolet in Norman. GM-certified used vehicles are factory-built, factory-backed, with a rigorous multi-point inspection and a factory warranty. Choose from a huge selection of Duramax diesel crew cabs, extended cabs, two-wheel drive, and 4x4s. Drive home an 01 GM-certified Chevy Tahoe for just $22,988. We have several to choose from at that price. Take advantage of high trade-in allowances, low interest rates, and the unmatched selection of the number one GM-certified pre-owned dealer. Make the trade of the decade. Make it to Mark Heights Chevrolet in Norman, where Chevys cost less and you save more.
Oh, yes, my American dream from the Mark Heights Chevy team.
Mark Heights Chevrolet, I-35 in Maine, in Norman.
Yeah.
Beautify the outside of your home with man-made stone from Decorative Rock and Stone. Many colors and shapes, lightweight, and no footing required. Decorative Rock and Stone, 341-8900.
You're listening to a rewind of the music, the voices, and the DJs that made the 60s and 70s so much fun. It's the Coma Fan Jam Weekend. Once again, live from the Coma Studios, here's Ronnie K.
We're about as live as you can get today. I mean, we're flashing so far back, it's just gonna make you go crazy. I mean, look who we got on the phone, everybody. Did you see this? M.G. Kelly, famous actor, famous TV star, famous radio star, of course. MG, that's where you got your start, isn't it? Back there in Ada, Oklahoma, I guess.
Now, wait a second. All that big buildup, and I'm talking to the legendary Ronnie K. You're turning this around on me, man.
Only in my shower.
When I was just a pup peeking in the KOMA studios, you were the big star there in Oklahoma.
Well,
you're one of my idols.
I got lucky. I sold some Dr. Pepper for a TV show called The Scene. I guess I got kind of lucky, you know.
Yeah, don't
but
we
are
all
very lucky to have you from Las Vegas today, huh?
Yeah, Las Vegas today. Big family reunion going down here. Otherwise, I'd be there. I want to tell you, I told my mom, I said, why couldn't you be born on another day? And she's 93. Why couldn't you be born on another day that doesn't conflict with the KOMA deal?
We love you to death. We want you here, but hey, not to your mom. You've got to be there.
Got to be there.
But I just got to tell you, Charlie Tunis, his excuse was that he had a remote. And tomorrow is his birthday.
He just kept
piling the excuses on, you know?
I know that for a fact. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, yeah. You know, he gets like $1.75 an hour for those remotes, so we can't miss those. You know?
Hey, you know what? We had a guy by the name of Bill Payne in here, and somebody told me you once worked for KWHP in Edmond. Did you do that?
I certainly
He
did.
Sure did.
You had to hang stuff on the wall. You had to hang your own blankets on the wall to get the acoustics right.
Oh, man, it was great. I remember I interviewed Donovan live on that station. That was amazing.
Wow. You got Donovan to come to your garage?
Huh?
That is something. Donovan in your garage in Edmond?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, listen, who was your program director when you worked at KOMA?
Big 1520J Robert Dark.
And ladies and gentlemen, MG Kelly, this is your life because he's here now.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable.
MG, how have you been?
How are you, Jay Robert?
Man, I am great. It's been too many years. Too many years.
Yeah, too many. This is the man right here, folks, that gave me my start in radio. I came right out of getting my first class radio license, which you don't even need anymore. To knocking on your door saying, please, just give me a break. And he goes, you know what, kid, you deserve it.
you know, actually what happened is I was scouting for talent. I heard him on KWHP, and I thought, you know, this guy is pretty good.
Yeah.
And I changed his name to Gary Stevens.
That's right, exactly.
He had a, you remember the character Elmo Fogwog?
I certainly do.
Yeah. Okay,
Elmo Fogwog.
Was Jay Robert a taskmaster? I mean, did he bring you in and do the air check thing and chew you up because you weren't doing stuff right, or was he pretty nice to work with?
A little of both.
Well, now, speaking of that, you were kind of an angry person yourself at times. I mean, like, especially in the movies against Clint Eastwood.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you were one mean dude in there, and not only that, you were a priest.
Don't tell me you got a clip of this thing.
Listen to this. Here it comes. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen.
Remember me, Father? What is it you want, Callahan?
I'd like to talk to you about Bobby Maxwell.
Didn't get a warrant. I thought I made it clear to you, officer. I have nothing whatsoever to say to you. And what right do you have to come in here and harass me in my church?
Is that a confessional over there?
You want to make a confession?
You first. Maxwell. God just might forgive you for this, but I...
What are you protecting these people for? You know how many they've killed?
Sacrifices have to be made, mister. These people are at war.
So am I. How dare you pull a gun in the house of God?
If you have no belief in the sanctity of your church...
I don't have time to argue religion with you, boy.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
What? Now we're having fun, man.
Now you'll have to go see the movie to see who really got it with a gun.
Yeah, of course, you get probably $1,000 every time somebody goes to that movie or something.
I think it's down to 3 cents. But, you know,
everybody's renting that tonight.
You know what's really funny about that film is I did that right after I did A Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson. It was my first picture. And I went into, I was actually reading against Eastwood in the audition, and I was so nervous. I walked out and I said, I blew it. I'll never do anything for Warner Brothers again. And we hit it off, and he took me on.
How was it on the set with Eastwood? Was he easy? I hear he's a real nice guy.
Oh, he's just, you know, his whole Dirty Harry thing is such a persona beyond what he is. He just absolutely is the most down-to-earth guy you'd ever meet. And, but he will play with that character. I remember one time when I told him, I said, as you throw me into this confessional, Clint, you know, do me a favor, just really slam me in there because I got to go to tears on this. I need some kind of motivation, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'll break your neck. You know, and I said, this guy's cool, man.
You know what? The fact that you didn't get to come because your dear old mom is having her 93rd birthday.
Can you believe that's still going strong, I'm telling you.
And I tell you something, we will let you off on that, but at least you could have sent Hallie down.
Hallie the computer.
You still got those great voices and those things. Now, that really is you, is it not?
Hallie?
Yeah.
No.
It's a real lady that lives with you or something, or what?
Let me tell you who Hallie is. It's quite interesting. Hallie is my ex-wife.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so
was that part of the divorce agreement or something, or what?
No.
MG, you should have seen me before you got that divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, J. Robert is an attorney now.
Oh, yeah.
And
really?
he can put anybody on their knees.
Oh, I love it. No,
he's not good.
We remain really good friends, and she just does the lines for me. It's really fun, because we bicker like... you know, ex-husbands and wives on that show sometimes. For the people who don't know, I'm so honored to be on KOMA every Sunday. Was 7 to 10, right? Sunday night with the American Hitler.
I believe that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking back to the other stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 7 to 10. And actually, it starts at 6 o'clock here, Central Time.
6 o'clock.
That would be 7 o'clock Mountain Time.
Of course, I don't know, because I'm time
and 5 o'clock West Coast Time, right?
But anyway.
I'm time traveling through the years. What do I know?
That's right.
I don't want anywhere,
that's right.
You know?
That's your bit. But anyway, it's just so great to have you. And you know, we were thinking about all the people that come up to an icon like you have become and ask you, you know, I want to get into broadcasting. You know, what do you tell those kids, those thousands of kids that have come to you? I know you've had them, I've had them, Jay Roberts had them. They say, I like this business. What do I do? Do I go try to get a job? Do I sweep? Do I come in and offer, you know, to do stuff at the station or what? So what do you
do? Anything you can do. I mean, radio has changed so much since, you know, what has it been now, 33 years since I was on KOMA. Of course, I was 4 years old at the time.
Bite your tongue when you say that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's changed a lot, but, I determination is everything. You know, and there's one line from that clip that you just played that I probably held close to my heart in my career, and that is, sacrifices have to be made, mister.
Yeah.
You know?
Great song you like that kind of sums up your career and something that you think of when you hear the song, relates to your career in any way. You got one?
Yeah, it's a song. Well, when I was thinking about some of the songs that really stuck out in my mind when I was on KOMA, and there was one by the Hollies called He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
Yeah.
And, rumor had it was inspired by the movie Mice and Men. And when you listen to the words of this, it just puts chills down you. And I remember playing this probably the first or second show on KOMA.
Wow.
It's
really?
Amazing, yeah.
Amazing. I was supposed to play that right here, but I got in the year 2525.
Oh, you can play that one. That's okay. You can play that one, too. I mean, that's okay.
Operator
kind of like
error.
Time travel, kind of like time travel, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you know, we'll get to that other one. I just think year 2525 is a song that's way ahead of its time.
Thank you, my friend, so much for being on the show and brightening the day for a lot of people. And we could not document the history of Oklahoma City Radio without M.G. Kelly and J. Robert Dark. And thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, guys.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year for you. In the year 65, ain't gonna
like your daughter too. From the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. Tear it down and start again, oh, oh. In the year 95, I'm kind of wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing, oh, oh. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive,
has the largest selection of bar stools, bars, kitchen tables, and chairs in the market. And in April, they're all on sale. Amini's Galleria on Northwest Expressway between Rockwell and MacArthur, home of the Copper Dome.
Where'd you get the flowers?
Oh, I got them when I signed up for SBC Unlimited Long Distance.
They sent you flowers? How much do you talk?
No, look, it's this offer they got going. You sign up for Unlimited SBC Long Distance, $20 a month, flat rate nationwide, and you can send somebody a gift from Harry and David.
So, why don't you send them to your mom?
Well, I got this Unlimited Long Distance. Why can't I just describe them to her?
She must be very proud of you.
Oh, I try.
Get connected with SBC Unlimited Nationwide Long Distance from home for just $20 a month. And you can give someone else something just as great. Choose one of three Harry and David gifts to give to whomever you want. Offer ends May 31st. Call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit SBC.com. SBC. Going beyond the call.
Unlimited long distance requires SBC local residential service and certain extra features. Taxes, fees, universal service fee, extended area service, subscriber line charge, and installation extra. This direct dialed service excludes calling card calls and long distance for business or internet. Long distance provided by SBC Long Distance. Gifts advertised are available while supplies last. Harry and David may replace these gifts with gifts of equal or greater value. Gift offer cannot be combined with any other SBC long distance promotion. Call for offer details and restrictions.
Stay tuned for Como weather. First, a word from Eskridge Honda, Oklahoma City's original Honda dealership. Eskridge Honda.
There's many, many Honda dealers in Oklahoma, but only one received Honda's highest honor, the President's Award, and that dealer was Eskridge Honda. We have a lot of fun at Eskridge Honda, selling one of the most wonderful cars ever made, the new Honda. But we take making our customers happy very, very seriously. That's why only one dealer in the entire state received Honda's highest award, and that's Eskridge Honda. Think about that when you consider your next Honda purchase. At Eskridge Honda, Eskridge Honda, we have 2.9 APR available for 60 months on our 5-star safety-rated Honda Civics. Plus, the new Civic gets nearly 40 miles per gallon highway. Imagine that extra cash remaining in your wallet. Come see us at Eskridge Honda, where we say yes to customer satisfaction, yes to low price, and yes, thank you to Honda for the President's Award. Oh, and Eskridge has a huge, huge selection of the hard-to-find Pilot and Odyssey for immediate delivery. Eskridge Honda on South I-240 between Western and Penn, WAC.
It's a flashback to the 60s and 70s. The DJs, the music, the station that we all grew up with. It's the Coma Fan Jam Weekend with your host, Ronnie K.
Right on, right on, right on. We got nothing but the heavyweights, and I mean really heavy. How much do you weigh, sir?
520 pounds.
I was afraid of that. You know what? You could get out of a convertible on both sides at the same time.
Oh, come on now.
You're such a lovely person. What is your real name? Sign in, please.
Tony Raven.
My gosh. Is it possible? What year did you work here in this market, sir?
1965, 66, 67.
Wow.
68.
And then you went to work for WSAM, as in uncle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they sent me off to Southeast Asia, and I came back decorated.
But you won
the
war.
Yes, I had a boa, you know, and some flowers and stuff.
And you were better than ever. You must have practiced over there or something. Man, you just got better and better. And then you left here. Where did you go from here?
Houston.
You went directly to one of the top five markets in the nation.
Yes.
And knocked them, literally, everybody, all the competition, totally away.
We did.
Stevens, your real name is Jim Pruitt.
Yeah, Jim Pruitt's my real name.
Statutes of limitation has run out.
Oh, yes. And then I was Stevens and Pruitt for about, same guy, you know, Stevens
you
and
did,
Pruitt.
You did both guys.
I was,
no
yes.
No wonder you made $500,000 a year.
You want me to do the voices for you?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, this is the Pruitt voice right here. And then Stevens?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pruitt first.
Okay. Hi, this is Jim Pruitt. Hey, how's
ladies
it going?
Ladies and gentlemen, Stevens.
Hi, this is Stevens. Hey, how's it going?
Gosh, no wonder you could do that. That's incredible how you do it. You also throw your voice.
Yes, I used to throw it into the ladies' room and then try to go in and get it. Boom!
I got to tell everybody, we go back personally a long ways because I gave you a dog once. And you remember that?
Yes.
Remember, gave you a pretty little dog and... You never fed it, so I had to take it back.
Yes, it was very sort of like, you know, thin.
And you were wearing Alpo underwear, and the dog kept trying to bite you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it was a marvelous pet, and we had it for years and years and years. And you know, of course, they with any pet, they ought to shave into the side. This is a tragedy that's going to happen. Yeah, you know, they get old. And,
I know. It's so sad. Kind of like a disc jockey's.
Yes, exactly.
You work with Johnny Carson?
Absolutely. Johnny Carson was one of the greatest guys. I'm glad I have your show to say this on because I've never really had an opportunity to talk about it. But this guy was fantastic. You know, and I did the road shows, not the TV shows.
Yeah.
Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about it was, you know, it would come nighttime and we would go to a nice restaurant generally. But his lawyer one time said to him, Johnny, we've got to talk and we've got to have dinner without, you know, the people. Mm-hmm. You know, that was us, mm-hmm. you know, the bid mm-hmm. players. And he said, no, wherever I dine, they dine with me.
Wow.
And, of course, it may have been set up, but we loved him forever and would have worked for nothing.
You know, I was watching in the audience one time on his show, and Roy Rogers, the great cowboy, was on the show. And Roy got up there and hit the first note and forgot the words. And the whole audience, because this show was live, but it was live on tape, you know, and the whole audience stopped and said, like that. And Johnny said, No, it's okay. It's okay, Roy. It's my fault. Don't worry about it. And just made the guy feel like $1 million, you know?
Oh, yeah. What a great guy Johnny Carson is.
He never liked to pre-interview people, I think. Now, unlike me, I had you down here at 7 o'clock at the studios this morning. We've rehearsed all this.
We were rehearsing all of this, and, you know, it was a wonderful thing. I ran into Johnny Dark, who is an amazing man. You know, I look a little younger than he does, but he has... He has the body of a 20-year-old.
Does he?
And
really?
When that 20-year-old sees what he's done to it, he's going to be really upset.
Will you be doing your dance routine today for us? Because you were, you know, we did that this morning in rehearsal.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to bring up the ballerina years. You know, I had the tutu and everything, but I had to get the expando tutu with, you know, a couple of pounds. I'm not watching the carbs.
Raven? Not your real name.
Not my real name, but...
Your real name, but was that because you worked the... Did you work the all-night show?
I did, and I came... You know, my name before that was Chuck Baby Johnson when I came to Midland, Texas. Mm-hmm. I came from Midland, Texas, and I was hired by Danny Williams, and this is my first big market, and actually one of the greatest markets I've ever worked in my life, and I love it dearly. And the first moment I saw Danny Williams, my program director, my first big-time program director, he said... You really are ugly, aren't you? Because you had to send your photo ahead of time. I thought it was a nice photo.
You're not ugly. You're not only not ugly, you've got a very gorgeous wife.
Oh, she's beautiful.
I've been with you for so many years.
I've been with her 79 years. 39? 39 years,
I mean, and you know, you guys get, you say you're going to quit the radio and you're making all these bucks and you're number one in Houston and you go buy a gun store.
Well, historically, right? I've always been involved with guns. Actually, it started at WKY when I got drafted and sent to Vietnam. I was sent to the Army and served proudly with the 1st Air Cavalry Division. Hey, all you sky troopers, yeah, keep it up. And I learned a lot about weapons then, and I enjoyed the adventure. I was proud to serve in Vietnam, serve my country. A lot of things to be discussed about that. I was awarded the Bronze Star, Good Conduct Medal. I was made sergeant in record time, and I'd do it all again. I wish that we old guys could go over to Iraq and Afghanistan, and they could let us, you know, relieve the younger guys so they could come back here and, you know, do their lives. And we could say, you know, put us up there, sandbagging area. Yeah. We couldn't go out on missions because we're a little of the heat, you know, we get to us. Yeah. But we could take up a position.
But them guns shoot a long ways.
Yeah, we could take a position, though. You know, give us plenty of blood pressure medicine,
you know, something,
you know, and water so we don't get hydrated. And we'll do it. Hold the position.
We were talking about the king. We were talking to the king a minute ago, Danny Williams. I refer to him as the king of radio. And we were talking about all those wonderful promotions and silly promotions we did. What are some of the craziest things you ever did in Houston as Stevens and Pruitt down there? And that you can, of course, talk about on regular radio here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the first promotion down there that put me on the map, I lived in a Mustang. I think it was a 68 Mustang when I left here. They suspended me above the Southwest Freeway there, a major artery. And I lived in that Mustang for a week, 10 days?
And Joy probably loved every minute of it.
Oh, she was pregnant with Sam, and I could. And what you had to do is raise up by a block and pulley thing with a little basket, the food and anything else. And I'd look down there and I'd say, "Does she have a basketball under her dress? What is that?"
Oh my goodness!
So that was a crazy one.
Favorite song that you played back there? Just to pick a song that has some relationship to something you were doing, or just that you liked a lot. You know, we all had our favorite.
Well, you know, the military taught me to search for adventure, and I guess that's why I'm into guns now, because I like them. And there were a lot of adventures that went on, and this is one of my favorite tunes right here.
Talk right up to the post. Look at that.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Be careful what you say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you number and taken away your name. Persuasive lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
dig on this.
Yours truly, K-O-M-A.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Well, play me another one. One more. Come on, I got to hear another one. I just love those so much. Aren't they great? Listen, just the Comey jingle is just, I don't know, they had a ring to them, and everybody loved them so much. Whoa. Hold it. Hold it. Listen to this, Tony. You will not believe it. Mm-hmm. A flashback of your life right here.
Tony Raven here with a great new contest idea that could win you a beautiful $250 stereo console with AM/FM radio. I want you to build a rock machine. Wow. What's a rock machine? It's a lot of wheels and smokestacks, gear shifts and levers that tear and make noise, and display new Columbia records. Stop by any Oklahoma City record shop and take a look at Columbia's rock machine. Then get to work. Bring your rock machine to me by 10 p.m. March 29th. The most original wins the $250 stereo. Second and third prizes, too. Build a rock machine and win.
That's it. No wonder you can command the big bucks, man.
That's great.
Do you like listening to yourself? A lot of guys, you know, they don't want to, they never do an air check. I used to always air check everything, you know, go home, listen and all that stuff. Did you enjoy doing that?
Never, because I, every time I'd listen to it, I always, you know, could see, you know, where I could have improved and I didn't do that right. I was too critical.
Yeah. Chuck Dunaway was the world's worst at listening to himself, but boy, was he great at it. I mean, he was so good.
You know it.
You know, if I was that good, I'd want to listen to myself all the time, you know?
I was talking to him last night. I took Chuck aside, and I left him there for a little bit, and I told him, you know, you were one of the greatest. As a matter of fact, Chuck Dunaway was one of the reasons I got in, I kind of got, became successful in radio. I was in Brownwood, Texas, and they wanted me, you know, I was in high school, they wanted me to be the night jock, and they had me practice. Uh-huh. You know, and I kept practicing, you know, and I cut a tape, and they go, well, a little more, do this and do that. Yeah. So I picked up Dunaway. Used to listen to him regularly in Brownwood, Texas on KLIF 1190. He would skip into Brownwood. Yeah. And I listened to that. So I listened to all the managers tell me how to do this and the program directors. And then I said, you know, tonight when I do the air check, and this is about 2 weeks of air checking, I said, I'm going to do it like Dunaway did it. Oh. So, you know, I made the tape like Dunaway would have done it. Yeah. They got, next day, they say, come on in, you're on.
That was it. Howard Clark would not be a bad guy to emulate either. He was at the party last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he drove in and then turned the vehicle over and rolled back up on the wheels. It's beautiful.
And the lights were flashing on and off, and the cop goes over to see what's going on. And
yeah.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah, he has a habit of wrecking all the promotional vehicles.
Even at KRFRC in San Francisco, that happened. Well, now, just go think about last night. Okay, we had Terry McGrew there.
Yeah.
We had Don Wallace, who's going to be coming in just a few minutes. And we had...
I look better than him.
Do you really?
I think I do.
Well, you were in good lighting, though.
Yes, I was. But he has his hair is totally perfect.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, it is.
Beard like mine. What do you think?
Very nice. It was very nice.
You know what? It's a compliment when people think this is a wig because I say, you know, well, at least I still got enough to make them think it's a wig, you know.
Well, and you say nice hair, and they go, yes, both of them.
And we'll be this right after back.
Renda Broadcasting Corporation is seeking a qualified salesperson to sell advertising for Coma FM and KRXO. The candidate should enjoy selling and developing marketing solutions for businesses and services. This job involves travel throughout the Oklahoma City metropolitan area. Interested persons should contact our Director of Sales, Jim Williston, at 405-475-7006 for an in-person interview. Renda Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Frankie, I took your advice. I went down to the Mile of Cars in Norman and bought a great new car. Frankie, you are the man.
Tell me something I don't know, Jimmy.
Did you know they have over 10,000 cars and trucks to choose from?
Of course I do.
What about the fact that they are all within 1 mile of each other from Robinson to Maine? No two dealers the same.
I'm the one who told you that.
How about that all of those guys wanted my business? You know, they're all independent, not part of some big corporation somewhere.
Well, that's why I sent you over there. When guys compete, you're guaranteed the best deal.
Did you know that some of these guys have discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP and there are still incentives like 0% interest?
Actually, I did not know that.
Huh? What was that, Frankie? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said I did not know that. But I do know this. It sounds like it's time for me to head to the Mile of Cars in Norman.
Oh, yeah, you said it all right.
I know I said it.
Do you love your patio? Is the table just the right height for your glass of wine? Does the umbrella cast just the right amount of shade while you relax and unwind? Does the sound of flowing water from the fountain ease your mind? Do you look around and think to yourself, I really love my backyard? Well, you should.
If a backyard is a place to love, Flower City is the way to love it. Let the experts at Flower City help you to create your very own backyard sanctuary. Flower City carries the highest quality outdoor patio furniture, with styles ranging from aluminum, cast aluminum, teak, wrought iron, and outdoor wicker. We have everything you need to transform your backyard into an oasis. Flower City, 4101 West Reno, just across the street from Whitewater. Come by or call 947-4100 today. Flower City, for the best in selection and style.
Below prices, follow me to father.
Hello, anybody listening? Good, Chad Stevens for Fowler Honda. Well, it's that time of year to buy a new vehicle. And Fowler Honda has the state's largest selection of certified Hondas. And every single one of them comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. We have rows of Accords. Are you looking for an Accord? Fowler Honda has a pre-owned certified starting at $79.88. And we have rows of Civics, Pilots, Odysseys.
Follow me to Honda.
Not only are we the state's largest supplier of pre-owned certified Hondas, we have Lexus, Acura, Toyota, half-ton trucks. Pure and simple, if you're in the market for a used vehicle, Fowler Honda is your place. Fowler Honda on the Mile of Cars in Norman, or you can always shop us online at fowlerhonda.com. Come on.
Need a handyman? Call the Handyman Connection at 610-0255. At the Handyman Connection, all professional craftsmen are bonded and insured. The Handyman Connection, 610-0255.
Reliving the heyday of Top 40 Radio with the music, the jingles, and the personalities that made it all so memorable. It's a Coma Fan Jam Weekend. And here's your host,
thank you,
Ronnie K.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. He is here, Tony Raven. The Night Flight.
Exactly. That's remember that.
The Night Flight.
I got to tell you, one of the great things, you know, that I was involved in, I had a chance to play the first Janis Joplin record on radio in Oklahoma City, the first Jimi Hendrix, the first Big Brother in the Holding Company, yeah. And on and on and on. I remember at the WKY studios, you know, they had this metal facade up the outside of the building.
Oh, absolutely.
And when this heavy hour hit, and I was playing all these, great, great underground records, there was a guy... And I hope I meet him tonight at the event. He had a full cast on his right leg and a crutch, and he climbed his way up that facade to request a Jimi Hendrix tune.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like the kind of guy that would request a Jimi Hendrix tune.
Exactly.
A crutch.
And when that happened, I knew, hey, something is really happening here in music, and it's
changing.
Very pivotal. And I was, Danny Williams gave me the opportunity to do that.
You were one of the guys that used to, like myself and all the other guys, that mobile unit with a glass.
Oh, yeah.
Kids, 200 kids be out there banging on the window, and you were trying to run a show. And
you go to Norman, they try to turn it over.
Give me a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. Oh, my goodness.
It's beautiful, beautiful day. Danny Williams gave us the opportunity to work in that, and we won't forget it.
And we made big bucks on there. Of course, we got an extra $100 just for going out there.
Oh, yeah. And
get your $100, didn't you?
Wait a minute. I got 50.
I got nothing.
Hey, give me Danny's hotline, please. I got to add the number there.
The question is, how did you do a show like anything and keep it together with all those people out there? And did you ever have any embarrassing moments out there at the mobile studio or any memorable moments, or did anybody ever,
Yes, a very memorable moment.
Show you any disrespect out there?
I had a German Shepherd, a puppy, a young one, an adolescent German Shepherd.
At the mobile studio?
Yes, I asked this person to get that dog for me, and they brought it to the studio, and I went, great. And then right there on the side, the dog could go over to the side of it, and you couldn't see down because of the console that would obliterate your view, right? Block your view. You couldn't see it. And so everybody was looking at the dog, and they had this cute look. Oh, he's cute. Look at him smiling. And then they all had this shocked look. And then he did what dogs must do when they've been pent up too long, and left an enormous gift over there. I couldn't figure out their expressions. What happened?
Oh, Chuck Berry. And this one's going way back for you. And you like all kinds of music, and you're talking about Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix, but then you pick a song like Chuck Berry, and you're a great artist. Mm-hmm. You know, John Lennon said, hey, before Chuck Berry, there was nothing. You know, John Lennon loved him. So what do you think?
Well, I like the Johnny Rivers version of the song.
Yeah, and Johnny was taking a lot of different songs like, Maybelline and things like that.
Yeah, it's like Grand Theft Auto. It was very close.
He only recorded about one original song. You know, it's kind of like me. I never told but one original joke, and I stole the rest from people like you.
you steal twice, my friend.
But I steal good with good jokes.
Yeah. You know? Hey, how's this? Werner von Braun. I'm trying this one out. He was the father of German rocketry. Matter of fact, he was the father of American rocketry. After World War II, we brought him over here.
Yeah.
Werner von Braun.
Absolutely.
Father of rocketry in general. Even as a little kid, he used to experiment with rockets. Why, his mother would sometimes yell up and go, Werner, you missed school again today. And Werner would say, yes, Mama, but this time by only 300 yards.
As I recall, they sent him down to Alabama.
Exactly.
And, you know, they said, we'll pay you to play with your rockets down there. And he did.
He did.
And he's still there, so we're probably far ahead. Good thing the Russians didn't get him. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. It's just a little bit of history, information.
But you do like Maybelline.
I do.
Well, let's rip and read. Here we go, baby.
Wow!
Get down with the good son, down!
As I wasn't motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, but nothing now run my V8-4. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper or side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You started back doing things you used to do. Well, the Cadillac pulled up ahead of the fold. The fold got hot and wouldn't do no more. It done got cloudy, it started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rain rolled up under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. The heat went down and the motor cooled down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac looking like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like sitting still. I called Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
2.5 Coma FM, 17 minutes until the hour of 2 o'clock. It's Rewind Your Mind on the Coma Fan Jam, and the build-up to that tonight. We brought some of the greats, the near greats, and the wannabe greats. You're great.
No, I had the opportunity to work with great people like you.
Well, you know something?
It rubbed off on me.
I've worked in Blytheville, Arkansas. I've worked in Lawton, Oklahoma, and I've worked in Oklahoma City, and I got one offer to leave here, but unfortunately, it was my boss here that offered me to leave. He said, get out. I didn't do that. But question to you is, what is the difference between working in a smaller market compared to Houston? When you go to Houston, is there a lot of difference in working in one of those five major markets?
In the larger markets, I didn't have to empty the trash, and I didn't have to drive the boss around much.
Yeah. Actually, no. As a matter of fact, I understand in one of your contracts, you had your own limo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were actually driven in a limo in Houston.
Yes, for probably about 20 years I had a limo. But there's a very easy way to, you've got to be schooled in the art of contract negotiation. And you young broadcasters, when you get to the larger markets, I'll give you a tip. learn, because those people who you're going to work for, they have been schooled. There are actual college classes that they go to, like Rice University of Houston. They offer you how the bosses cut the deal better than you. Yeah. So you would really need to know what, you know, something. And it's very, you know, a little bit like contract negotiations. And one of the things is, whenever it comes up, I'll go to work for this much money, and they'll counter with that. Then you meet somewhere in between on the financial part. And then you throw in the perks. Okay, I'll sign that, but you got to add limo. Okay, and they go, oh, we're not going to provide you with a limo to go to all the events. I go, wait a minute, are you sure? Look at me. I don't see well at night. You come up with some excuses and so forth. I'm really not good at driving myself, have a poor sense of direction. And I said, most of all, when your salesmen sell that event, to appear in the WKY mobile unit somewhere, you want to make sure I get there, don't you?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah. And they cut the deal.
You always told me that Danny was one of your mentors. You give him a great deal of credit for the stuff that you've done and the inspiration that he gave you. Listen to this. This is a Danny promo from 1968 called the Gorilla Club. Are you ready for this?
Danny Williams!
Join the Gorilla Club!
We are here.
1968.
Boo on you and win prizes on WKY Radio. All you do is send a postcard to WKY, including your name and address, and we'll send you an honorary Gorilla Club membership card.
Go Gorilla, go Gorilla.
Each member will have his own club number. And starting June 17th, WKY will be calling club membership card numbers over the air.
Go Gorilla, go Gorilla.
If you're a member and you hear your number called, then you have 5 minutes to call WKY and claim your prize. Prizes from the Pillsbury Company will consist of transistor radios and portable cassette tape recorders.
Go Gorilla.
Send your postcard in today. Join the Gorilla Club and win big, hairy prizes on WKY.
Go Gorilla, go go.
92.5. For tuning our ways while you're going your way. Always drive with care and yours truly, K-O-M-A.
Boy, that sets a mood, don't it? Listen to this one. Oh, yeah. Rock and roll.
Oklahoma City's fun spot. Yours truly, K-O-M-A. The station with the happy
friends.
How many songs did you play an hour, Tony, back in Houston? You played no songs, did you?
Oh, sometimes one.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Well, you know, the radio has changed and so forth. But a little comment about the jingles, and this is historical value for everybody. PAMS was the name of the jingle company that back in the 60s really cut the good ones. If you, CRC was another company, but if you had those, your station didn't have much money.
Yeah.
But you had the PAMS jingles.
Out of Dallas.
Yeah.
Out of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. When I went to Vietnam, I wrote a letter to PAMS, and I was with Armed Forces Radio, a combat reporter with the 1st Air Cavalry Division. But part of that, I did a radio show for Armed Forces Radio in Anquay in the Central Highlands. And we weren't hooked up with that, Saigon thing, which played primarily polka music. Let's get the movie straight. But General John Norton wanted rock and roll for his troops, and we delivered it. And a lot of the music in 66 and 67 came from WKY. Alan Clark, he's no longer
great
with
us. Wonder, God rest his soul.
He'd dub off those records, you know, and we'd have the Stones, Can't Get No Satisfaction, and everything playing. But the jingle package that you hear in Apocalypse Now, when the guy is water skiing, a great classic movie, Apocalypse Now, when the guy's water skiing, there's a little jingle there. Armed Forces Radio, da-da-da. That is a PAMS jingle.
Yeah.
That yours truly from WKY, and I left from WKY and went to Vietnam, came back to WKY. But I got that jingle company, and I used the weight. Hey, I'm going back to WKY. Make sure we get all the buys. And they send a complete jingle package. And later on, that jingle package was used all over Southeast Asia.
Wow. Yeah, some weird stuff happened at both of the stations in the way of promotions and things like. Were you there when they claimed that the music director, Alan Clark, had left town, locked the music room, and nobody could get in, and he only left his favorite music, which was Frank Sinatra? And that's all we were playing on the air for like all day, and people were coming to the studios and bringing us current music at that time so we can play that stuff.
No, but I love it.
What great promotions. Hey, now, like all disc jockeys, we all tried to or wanted to talk up
to what we call the post.
The post, yeah. Now, time is, to vocal, the number of seconds, you know, from the start of the instrumental to the vocal.
And this little song here called Money, Money, Mutual of New York, actually is where Tommy James got the idea, because he was looking across the street and saw Mutual of New York. He said, just call it M-O-N-Y. It's got a 7-second intro, and you want to hit the post for me?
Hello,
that ain't it. Hit the post on it. That's it. We can't hit the post. Do it. Take it.
Yeah, here it comes. Tommy James and the Shondell.
Here she comes now, saying morning, morning.
Guys, we're the half a million.
That's close.
Well, shoot them down, turn around, come home, hold it. Hey, she gave me love and I feel all right now. Hey! You got me tossing, turning, feeling loving back, and I feel all right. I say yeah, 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 yeah. But you make me feel so good. Yeah, so good. Boy, come on. All right, baby, say yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. Wake me, shake me, moaning, moaning. Shot.
History-making radio talent, including Tony Raven, a.k.a. Jim Pruitt, Houston, Texas. Thank you so much, Joy. Thank you so much, Tony, for coming in. I hope you've enjoyed our city. I know you've seen some historic things while you're here. And just your reflection, not to get too serious, but I know you, for the first time, got to see the memorial downtown at the bombing.
Yeah.
And you guys went inside to the area where the actual memorial is, and then you went in, over to the museum. What was your thoughts?
Well, my first emotion was incredible. I don't even know if I can talk about it. Anger. And then incredible sadness. Especially for the children.
Thank you so much for being back with us. We love you people.
Thank you.
We're glad you're here. Thank you. God bless you.
Oklahoma, it is back for one more month. Chad Stevens for Fowler Toyota. Do you want double rebate and 0% on Camrys and Corollas? You got it. That's right. For one more month, Fowler Toyota will offer double rebates to you, and you get 0% financing on Camrys and Corollas. Other dealers make you choose. Fowler Toyota gives you both. 0% and double rebate. Come on. This is the absolute last month to get 0% financing and double rebate. This has been the most successful program we've ever offered, and we've helped out hundreds. Camrys and Corollas, double rebate, and 0% at one place, Fowler Toyota on the Mile of Cars in Norman. Or you can always shop us online at FowlerToyota.com.
At Amini's Galleria, April showers
bring April savings?
Sure, why not? Amini's Galleria has the largest selection of bar stools, bars, kitchen tables, and chairs in the market.
Prices in April at Amini's are low.
Receive significant discounts at Amini's Galleria.
That means savings are huge.
Select from hundreds of styles of bar stools, including oak, cherry, backless, and swivel with arms in contemporary and traditional styles. All bar stools and dinettes are on sale and available to order in the fabrics and finishes of your choice.
Absolutely free.
Come see Amini's new gallery of dinettes, including glass and wood top, in all colors and sizes. Amini's Galleria also has the largest selection of area rugs in the market, available in all sizes in both machine-made and hand-woven quality.
And unheard-of low prices.
You'll find over 3,000 handmade rugs, including tea-stained, earth tones, pastels, jewel tones, and black. Never before have you seen so many oriental rugs and bar stools at such enormous sale prices.
Did you know that all Amini's handmade rugs are backed with a lifetime exchange policy?
Amini's Galleria.
Serving you since 1975. We're here today, and we'll be here tomorrow.
On Northwest Expressway between Rockwell and MacArthur.
The home of the Copper Dome.
Attention truck and SUV buyers. If you're in Oklahoma, you need to shop Oklahoma's largest truck and SUV store, Ferguson, on the Mile of Cars in Norman. Right, Tom Johnson?
That's right, John. Folks, we're having our store-wide April inventory reduction sale. Last month here at Ferguson, we outsold our nearest competitor by nearly 50% and outsold all other Pontiac Buick GMC stores in Oklahoma. We beat our competition because at Ferguson, you'll find the largest selection and make the best deal. Remember, Ferguson is a truck store because we've got over 500 new and used Envoys, Yukons, Yukon XLs, Sierra half tons, crew cabs, plus the all new Duramax diesels with Allison transmissions.
You're right, Tom. Ferguson is the truck store. Ferguson also has the best selection of GM certified used cars in the state. Remember, we are professional grade at Ferguson, Pontiac, Buick GMC on the Mile of Cars in Norman. There's just not a better place to buy. Don't miss the customer appreciation sale all month at Ferguson on the Mile of Cars.
We don't have all the answers, but we ask some of the best questions. Hi, this is Robin Myers, minister of Mayflower Church, inviting you to listen to A Second Opinion on Christianity, Sundays at 9:30 in the morning and 10:30 at night, but only on the other side of KOMA, 1520 AM.
You're listening to a rewind of the music, the voices, and the DJs that made the 60s and 70s so much fun. It's the Coma Fan Jam Weekend. Once again, live from the Coma Studios, here's Ronnie K.
Well, thank you. What an honor to be in the shadow of some of the greatest talent that the world has ever known, and it all, and they all worked right here in this great market called Oklahoma City. There were two competing radio stations, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, WKY, KOMA, fought it out, tooth and toenail, over a 20-year period, but now it's all love and peace and togetherness because we're all back. And in just a minute, we're going to have a guy in from Los Angeles, California, who actually left here, created his own television show out there, and really set a brand new trend in music, video, radio, and television, rather. And his name is Jimmy O'Neill. He's from Enid, Oklahoma, and the show is called Shindig. And we'll be talking to him from Hollywood in just a minute. Stand by.
Oklahoma City.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Feel all right? Feel pretty good.